Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the halachos of Shalosh Shudos, Siman Reish Sadi Aleph Din Shalosh Su'udos. This is on page 134. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Yehi Zoyer Ma'ol Dekayim Su'udos Shlishus. A person should be very careful to fulfill Shalosh Shudos. Va'afi Musaveh Yochel Kayim Osa B'Kabetza. And even if you're kind of full, you could still be Mekayim Shalosh Shudos by eating as little as a Kabetza. V'miyev Shalo Klal Le'echol Enu Chayv L'Tzar Esatzman. Okay, to this time of year, if a person had a big lunch and a late lunch, and Shalosh Shudos is 20 minutes later, so and your mamish feel like you can't eat anything, then you're not chayiv to be mitzair yourself. You're not chayiv to cause yourself extra tzar. But the Shulchan Aruch says one is obligated to keep in mind what the future holds, and to realize that if Shalosh Shudos is going to be an hour from now, maybe I shouldn't totally stuff my face to the point that it's going to be sickening for me to eat it an hour from now. Rather, just make sure to leave some room so that you can fulfill this mitzvah. Says Rama, Umishalo achal bilel Shabbos yochal shalosh sudos biyom Shabbos. If a person didn't eat Friday night for one reason or another, then he should eat three meals on Shabbos day. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yezoyer ma'od. Kedisa b'gemara. The Gemara says chayv adam lechol shalosh sudos b'Shabbos. Person needs to eat three meals on Shabbos. Vasmechu akra, and it's based on an asmachta from a pasuk tichsiv. Vayomer Moshe ichlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom laHashem hayom lo simtzu basada utlas hayom kasu b'krazeh. It says the word hayom three times in this pasuk. Vamr Chazal, and Chazal tell us that kol mekayim shalosh shudos b'Shabbos nitzol mishalosh peranios. That if you fulfill three meals on Shabbos, you're saved from three terrible peranios. Number one, michavlo shel Mashiach, the pains of the times of Mashiach. Number two, midina shel Gehenim, and number three, milchemes Gog u'Magog. Shneimer v'gomer and quotes pesukim. Va'aflani over makom tzarich lita no kol. And the halacha in Hilchos Tzedakah is that if you have an ani that you're supposed to supply with meals, so typically two meals a day is what a normal person eats, but on Shabbos, you need to supply him with three meals. Not only that, you need to borrow money in order to be able to fulfill Shalosh Shudos. And even if you don't know how you're going to pay it back, the Shaar Tzion wrote in the name of the Bach that you should trust that Hashem will give you the wherewithal to pay it back. Bekabetza, Sivkat and Beis, Lavdafka, that you could fulfill Shalosh Shudos by having just a Kabetza, Elamat Yosef Mikabetza, means a little bit more than that. The Kabetza Mikri Adayin Achilas Arai. If you have exactly a Kabetza, that's still called Achilas Arai, Kamash Kasav Sosim Reish Lam and Beis. Velochashiv Su'uda, that's not called the Su'uda. Vyesh Omrim, but others say, Shavil Begzayas Yotzei Yedei Su'uda, Venachol Nachmil Chadchilim Efshalo. Some say that even a Kazayas is considered a Su'uda. So, but it's best to be Machmir if it's possible to be machmir. So you have a challah roll that's probably a kibetza. It's probably a little more than a kibetza. So that would be good l'challah deos in the average size challah roll. Einu chayiv. So we said if a person is mamish, it's going to sicken him to eat any more food, then you're not chayiv because the suda is supposed to be part of Onik Shabbos. It's not supposed to cause you tsar. Litein makom, but you have to be smart about it and leave some space. Because if you don't leave space, you're going to bring yourself to an achila gasa, which is not considered achila. Bilel Shabbos v'chulei, and if a person didn't eat on Friday night, v'mkein tzarech l'kadesh b'shachris kol hakiddush halayla, meaning he says, in addition to the fact what the Shulchan Aruch said, that you're going to need to eat three meals, or what the Rama said rather, you need to eat three meals on Shabbos day, you also are going to need to say the full text of kiddush on Shabbos day, as we learned previously in Hilchos Kiddush. If a person didn't eat on Yom Tov night, so he's got to make sure to eat two meals during the day. To be Yom Tov, because in Yom Tov the mitzvah is two meals, just like on Shabbos it's three meals. And the same din by Yom Tov, if you didn't eat on Yom Tov night, you're going to have to say the full text of Kiddush on Yom Tov morning. Shalosh sudos b'yom v'im shachach ritzei berch samazim b'suda shniya mitzad ma'arachron shalol lachzor levarich. Interesting though. Normally when in your second Shabbos meal, if you forget ritzei, you have to repeat benching, because normally your first Shabbos meal is Friday night, your second Shabbos meal is Shabbos morning. Your third Shabbos meal, shalosh shudos, you forget ritzei, you don't have to repeat benching because you don't necessarily have to wash for shalosh shudos. What if you didn't eat Friday night? So you were you're having three meals on Shabbos day, and you forget Ritzei in the second of those three meals. So it's your second meal of Shabbos day, which is typically a meal you would not repeat benching for, but it's also only your second meal in the entire Shabbos, which is typically a meal that you will repeat benching. You will repeat benching for missing Ritzei. So he says most poskim assume that you do not repeat Ritzei in such a case. Okay, moving on to Seif Beis. Zmana, the time for Shalosh Hodes is Mishigia Zmana Mincha Dainu Mishesho Samechsa Lamaila. 6.5 hours into the day and on the earliest time for Mincha. Vimasah Kod Melchein Lo Kiyem Tzudish Lishis. If you have Shalosh Hodes before that time, that's not Shalosh Hodes. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Says Rama Yesho Amim Da'asu Lishos Mayim Bein Mincha Lamar V'Shabbos. Yesho Amim, you're not allowed to drink water between Mincha Lamar V'Shabbos afternoon. Da'as Chosus HaNeshomus Gehenim. Because that's when the Neshomus return to Gehenim. V'Alkein Ein Lechol Tzudish Lishis Bein Mincha Lamar. And therefore, surprisingly, the Rama says, don't eat Shalosh Hodes between Mincha Lamar, because you're not allowed to drink water then. Eliyochel So Kodem Mincha, so you should eat Shalosh Hodes before Mincha. However, V'yesh Omrim Diyoser Tov L'Spal Mincha Tchila, that it's better to daven Mincha first. V'chei Noagim L'Chachil B'chal Medina Seilu, and that is our Minhag, that we daven Mincha before Shalosh Hodes. Aye, what about the not drinking water between Mincha Mariv? U'mikal Makom Ein L'Shtos Mayim Min Anaharos. At least to be careful not to drink water from rivers during Shalosh Hodes if it's between Mincha Mariv. B'bayis Shari, but in the house it's Mutter. V'kol Shkein Shar Mashkin Shari, and certainly other beverages are also Mutter. V'yesh Some say this whole list only applies within Yud Beis Chodesh of when a parent has passed away. And others say that this whole thing of drinking water really only applies at Erev Shabbos, doesn't even apply on Shabbos afternoon. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Zayin. The earliest time for Shalosh Hodes is 6.5 hours into the day. If you start Shalosh Hodes before Chatzos, but it continues after 6.5 hours into the day, that's fine. Because you ate it at the right time, and therefore we don't follow the Haschala. So if let's say in these Shabboses where Shkia is at like 4:30 or whatever, so you know that your Shabbos lunch in your house is called for 12, right? So, and it's going to go until you have in company, it's going to go until 2:30 or 3. So that's not really an ideal setup for Shalosh Hodes. You're going to be stuffed, you're not going to be able to eat Shalosh Hodes later. So the better move is if you daven at the early minyan, and then right after minyan you go and you wash on two challah rolls, and you have a little something, maybe a little piece of gefilte fish or something, and then and that will be Suda Shnia. And then the 12 o'clock meal can be Shalosh Hodes. Aye, but you got to wait till after 6.5 hours into the day. And Zman Mincha on the board behind me is probably around 12:15, give or take. What is it? 12:12. Okay, I was way off. So that's fine, because it's going to end. Your lunch is going to end way after 12:12. Does chozo? So he said not to drink water because that's when the neshamas go back to the Gehenim. Ratzalom does karv lizman achazar legehenim. Visa v'medrash kol hashosamayim b'shabbos v'nashmoshes kilu gozel krov of amesim v'ayin Mordechai perak arvi pesachim barach. Not sure exactly what the connection is between water and the neshamas go back to Gehenim, but for some reason it's really bad for the neshamas if you're drinking water when they're going back to Gehenim. So therefore, that this first opinion says better not to eat Shalosh Hodes during that time because you might come to drink. But our minhag is we do mincha tchila. We do mincha before Shalosh Hodes. Because there's a shita that you're not allowed to eat until you daven. And the first shita says you're only not allowed to have a big meal before you daven. But a small meal like Shalosh Hodes typically is, you can have before you daven. But again, lechadchila we daven mincha then do shalosh hodes. Makom shekashal lekayim asuda laachar mincha yuchal afilu lechadchila lekayim asuda kodem mincha. But if it's at all challenging for you to be mekayim shalosh hodes after mincha, you could do it even lechadchila before mincha. Mukodem zman mincha ketana. As long as it's before Zman Mincha Ketana, like in the example I just gave before. Sivkat Nid Beis, Hanaharos, Sphere of the Day Azu, this opinion holds Madis of Medrash Hanal, Dainish Osmayim Ben Ashmashos, Henry Dafka Bishos Minanaharos. This opinion holds that when the Medrash says that you're not allowed to drink water during Ben Ashmashos of Shabbos, that only means water from rivers, but other water is fine. Rak Be'er of Shabbos, meaning water from Poland Spring, is not a river. it's whatever, you know, so that's fine. Rak Be'erev Shabbos, Shem Farshim Ad Yisim B'Medrash Shanal, B'Shabbos V'Yedish Rashos, Hayin B'Medrash Rashos Shalel Shabbos. Then there's an opinion that holds that this whole drinking water thing doesn't even apply Shabbos afternoon, it applies Erev Shabbos, because they understood that when it says B'Shabbos V'Yedish Rashos, means the B'Yedish Rashos is going into Shabbos, not the B'Yedish Rashos leaving Shabbos. So to summarize what we learned today, first we said that you should make sure to leave room for Shalosh Shudas in your stomach, because it brings a lot of bracha, but better not to eat it than to have an achila gasa. Better not to eat Shalosh Shudas at all than to have an achila gasa. Then we said one should eat or at least finish Shalosh Shudas past 6.5 hours into the day, right? Finishing it past 6.5 hours into the day is good enough. And then we said that some say it's better to eat Shalosh Shudas before Mincha, so you don't come to drink water between Mincha and Maariv, but we're knowing to specifically eat it after Mincha and just avoid river water at the time that you're eating Shalosh Shudas. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up, same time, same place, Se'if Gimel. Have a good night.